Hello, my name is Sam, and I'm so glad that you came to teachbible.org, and I want to share with you this question. I recently accepted Jesus as my Savior. What are the next things should I do? And I want to thank you for the question, and I'm so glad you accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior, and I welcome you to God's family. This is a miraculous work that God accomplished in you to become a child of God by believing in Christ as your Savior. Congratulations from my heart. Now, I want to suggest to you a few points so that you can grow in the knowledge of Lord Jesus Christ in the coming days. I will discuss with you 10 points. Number one, read the Bible. Start reading the Bible. You can go to any website and read Bible online. BibleGateway.com is a good online Bible website. There are other Bible online websites as well. However, I really prefer you to have a Bible in your own hand. There are several different translations of the Bible available now. All are good translations, and all those are faithfully translated from the original languages of Hebrew and Greek. You can select one that is easy for you to read and understand. Some of the good translations include New King James Version, New American Standard Bible Version, New International Version, and Revised Standard Version. If possible, try to get a study Bible. Study Bible has study notes in almost all pages of the Bible, which can help you understand the important passages and verses of the Bible. If you are unable to get a Bible, please let me know by going to Contact Prayer tab in www.teachbible.org. I would recommend you to start reading the Gospel of John, which is one of the Gospels in the New Testament section of the Bible. Or you can read one of any other four Gospels. Gospels helps you to understand the words of Lord Jesus Christ, and also you can see the actions of Lord Jesus Christ in those four Gospels. Secondly, start praying to God in the name of Jesus Christ. Prayer is simply talking to your Father in heaven. God loves you and saved you now, right? And now He is eager to listen to your prayers. Therefore, talk to Him. Give Him thanks for saving you, for forgiving you, giving you eternal life in heaven. When you accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior, God granted you eternal life. The moment you die, you will be transferred to heaven, and you will spend eternity in heaven with God and Jesus Christ. The Bible talks about this assurance of salvation. That means God will never cancel your salvation. You are saved forever, and you are guaranteed eternal life in heaven. This is the promise of God in the Bible. Amazing and wonderful blessings you received, and therefore give thanks to God. You can pray to God for your daily needs, about your fears and worries and problems. Jesus taught disciples a model prayer when they asked him to teach how to pray. This is in the Bible in Matthew chapter 6, verses 9 to 13, and in other Gospels. When I pray, usually I start like this, "My Father in heaven." Then I will say, "Thank you for all his blessings in my life." I also praise him and worship him. This is how I usually start my prayer, with thanksgiving and praises. Then I pray to lead me in His will and plan every day, because His plans are the best plans for our life. After that, I usually pray to give my daily needs to the Lord. And you can say all your needs to God. He wants to hear from you all your different needs. I pray to protect me so that I won't sin against Him. I pray to deliver me from the evil one and wicked people in this world. I pray to guard me safe today. Then after submitting all my needs, problems, worries, and fears, and again I praise Him and thank Him for hearing my prayer before I stop the prayer. Usually, I will end my prayer by saying something like this: I pray all these in the name of Jesus Christ, my Savior. This is just a model prayer that Jesus taught the disciples, but you are free to use your own words and styles in your prayer. You can pray for more things or different things as well. You can pray for other people's needs, and it is called intercessory prayer, praying for other people. You can pray for your spouse. You can pray for your children, for your family, and other people who are in need of your prayers. The most important thing is you pray and start talking to God in prayer. Thirdly, locate a Bible teaching and Bible preaching church in your area. Look for a Bible teaching and preaching church in your own area. A church and other believers in Christ are very essential for your spiritual growth. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 16, verse 18, I will build my church and the gates of Hades will not overcome it. End of quote. Christian church is Christ's enterprise, and he is building it today in this world. By becoming a member of a local church, you are allowing yourself to be part of God's work in our lifetime. Fourthly, obey the Lord in waters of baptism and Lord's Supper. Water baptism is a commandment of the Lord. In Matthew chapter 28, verse 20, and several other passages in the Bible, we can see this commandment from Lord Jesus Christ. When you connect with the local church, the leaders of that church will be happy to help you to obey this commandment. Please tell them, I want to obey the Lord in waters of baptism, and they will arrange an occasion for you. Similarly, there is a second ordinance or commandment. This is the observance of the Lord's table. This is described in the book of Luke, Gospel of Luke, chapter 22, verses 15 to 20, and also it is described in the book of Corinthians. In observing the Lord's table, a local church as a whole is remembering the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. It reminds us that the Lord is risen, and he will come back to take us home with him. In other words, this is a remembrance time of what the Lord has done for us. This is a time to give the Lord our praises and worship and thanksgiving for his sacrificial death, burial, and resurrection for our sake. You can ask your local church how often they observe the Lord's table. More often is better. The church in the first century, after the ascension of Christ into heaven, observed the Lord's table on every first day of the week, that is Sunday, according to the book of Acts, chapter 20, verses 1 and 7. Fifthly, join a Bible study group to study Bible on an ongoing basis. Your local church, I'm sure, will have serious Bible study sessions. This is a wonderful opportunity to grow in the Lord and in the Bible. Now, you are a child of God, and the Lord wants you to grow in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. Bible gives you the spiritual food for your spiritual growth and strength, like natural food makes you grow and strong physically. Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 2, as newborn babes desire the milk of the word, that you may grow thereby, end of the quote. The Word of God, the Bible, is the pure milk that will make you grow spiritually. A newborn believer in Christ should desire to study the Word of God, Bible, like a newborn baby. Sixthly, share the same message of the good news you accepted and believed to other people. You can share the gospel, which is the good news, to your family members, friends, your neighbors, co-workers, and others. God wants to use you to reach out to others so that they can also become the children of God and go on spend eternity in heaven with God. Bible says in the book of Romans chapter 1 verse 17, gospel is a dynamite which has supernatural power in it. It can change the hearts of any man. Bible says, for I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew, then to the Gentiles. End of quote. Seventhly, help others and obey the commandments the Lord gave us. There are so many people who need our love and help all around us. God loved us and gave His only Son for our sins. We can freely give and help others. This way we can model Christ in our personal lives. You can help other ministries, evangelists, missionaries as well, if you are financially able to help. God uses you and your resources along with all other children of God's resources for the furtherance of the kingdom work in this world. Bible says in Hebrews chapter 13 verse 16, do not neglect to do good and to share what you have, for such sacrifices are pleasing to God. End of quote. Bible promises you will be rewarded when you help others who are in need and when you help Christian ministries. God will never forget the good works He has done for Him, and He will faithfully reward you. And when He rewards you, it will be much more than you ever expected or imagined. Bible says in Colossians chapter 3 verses 23 to 24, whatever you do, work heartily, ask for the Lord and not for men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the inheritance as your reward. Bible also reminds us in Ephesians chapter 2, God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. End of quote. Eighthly, ask God forgiveness when you know you did something wrong. A child of God lives in this sin-bound world and mingle with other sinful people. Chances are there that you will make mistakes and possibly sin. But when that happens, remember to ask God for forgiveness. Never go to bed without seeking Lord's forgiveness when you become aware that you did something wrong. Remember, Bible says in 1 John chapter 1 verses 8 to 10, if we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. If we claim we have not sinned, we make Him to be a liar, and His word is not in us. But when we agree with God and confess our sin, He is faithful and just to forgive all our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Ninthly, understand Christian life is not rosy all the time. Jesus Himself said, In this world, we will face various trials, persecutions, and sufferings. A believer in Christ is not exempt. He is not exempt from all these problems. A truly converted Christian's life may have more issues and problems. In fact, as followers of Christ, we may have to encounter various trials and testings in this world. Jesus said to His disciples, I have told you all this so that you may have peace in me. Here on earth you will have many trials and sorrows, but take heart, because I have overcome the world, Jesus said, John chapter 16 verse 33. Jesus also promised His peace and presence in the midst of our trials and problems. Jesus said, peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. End of quote. John 14:27. Bible reminds us, "For it has been granted to you on behalf of Christ, not only to believe in him, but also to suffer for him." End of quote. Philippians chapter 1 verse 29. Therefore, keep this truth that the Christian life will not be rosy all the time, will not be problem-free all the time. Keep this truth in your heart as you grow and mature in Christ Jesus. Tenthly, a final note. Remember, you are saved by grace through faith in Jesus Christ, and works are not the reason for your salvation. Now, please understand the above 10 points are not intended to show any requirements from your part. Why? Because you are saved by grace, by faith in the Savior Lord Jesus Christ. Bible clearly says you are not saved by any works. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 8 says, "For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourself. It is the gift of God." However, the above 10 steps can help you to grow spiritually, to know the Lord more intimately, and to fulfill God's purpose, plan, and calling for your life. But you know, when you become a child of God, you are God's handiwork. Bible says in Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10, you are God's handiwork, created new in Christ Jesus to do good works. Bible says God already prepared in advance the good works you would do in his name. God has already pre-planned the good works you will do for him. So fulfill God's work and plan for your life. And you can read about this in Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10. And I thank you from my heart sincerely for this question, and I hope these answers will help you in the days to come to grow in the Lord and to be a useful vessel for many in your area. May the good Lord richly bless you in the days to come. Thank you.